king's command and edict was about to be enforced. On the very day the enemies of the Jews expected to gain the upper hand over them, it was turned about. The Jews gained the upper hand over their enemies. The Jews, now, they're right, organized, but the verb is gathered, the same verb that we've had twice before. The Jews gathered together in their cities. Why are they gathering together? Let's hear the chorus.
Because they dispersed.
Because they were disunited. Disunification of the people, and Esther said, "Lech knosos kol Yehudim, go and gather together all the Jews in Shushan." And that verb to gather together is repeated over and over again, because the key to being able to overcome this challenge is unity rather than being divided. So they might organize, but the word is to gather together. Nikalu ha'yudim barayim in all the provinces. King Yehoshua to attack those who wanted their evil. Wanted their evil. And no one stood in their way. Because the fear of the Jews, their fear, the fear of them had fallen on all the people. And all the officials also. Now, why are the officials afraid? Because Mordechai is the prime minister. So he can, you know, remove them or reduce them at will. Then they are afraid of Mordechai. They're not afraid of the Jews in the streets, but they're afraid of Mordechai. For Mordechai was great in the house of the king, and his name, his fame, not bad, spreading in all of the provinces, and he was continuously getting greater and greater. And the Jews struck their enemies a blow by the sword of death and annihilation, and they did with those who hate them as they pleased. Now here, over and over again, you'll see these two phrases. There are their enemies and those who hate them. And they get different treatment. Here they killed their enemies. And they treated those who hate them according to their will. That's a different phrase for a different group. There are people who hate you, but who control themselves. They don't like you. They hate you. They'll be very happy if you get hurt, but they're not going to do it themselves. They don't deserve to be annihilated. You can't expect to please everybody. And even there's some people who will be very angry at you or will hate you. But if they have the self-control, the maturity, the justice to leave you alone, so then you don't want them with Palestinian textbooks for their children, and you don't want them with the Palestinian newspapers and holidays that they have, and so on and so on, but you don't have to annihilate them. But the enemies here, these are people who actively persecute Jews. And those they slaughtered.
What does that mean, that the enemies, that they treated the enemies as they please?
No. See that? Well, that's the way they translate it? No. Yeah. No, they got it backwards.
It's about
for heaven's sake. They use the same word twice.